What's up, everybody? This is the Axe Man here, and today is the day. That's right. We have finally gotten a long-awaited update on Overwatch 2's PvE mode. Now, this was the most highly anticipated feature of Overwatch 2 that unfortunately had to be delayed. What we saw back in 2019 blew our balls off. Not only would Overwatch finally be getting some story-driven content, but also a separate progression system and a talent tree for every single hero. There was so much creativity behind some of these new abilities, like Mei turning into a snowball or Soldier 76 being able to move with his healing field. And on top of this, Blizzard was boasting that they were making hundreds of missions, endless replayability provided at the top tier level of quality that Blizzard used to be known for. This was their comeback story. The release of Overwatch 2 was very underwhelming. I called it the laziest sequel ever. But now that Blizzard is done wiping their ass with the millions of Benjamin Franklin bills they earned from Diablo Immortal microtransactions, it's finally here. An update on Overwatch 2's PvE mode.
Overwatch 2's PvE hero mode is being scrapped.
Our expectations for you were low, but holy fuck.
What happened? Where's the fucking game? Well, there's no game here. What happened? Did the programmers pass out?
This pretty much confirms to me that the only reason Overwatch 2 was released at all was to change the business model, get rid of loot boxes, add in a shitty battle pass, and sell cosmetics for $20. Beyond that, I can only imagine. Overwatch 2 launched with 3 new heroes, but they had to take 2 pre-existing heroes out because of new bugs that were introduced. At launch, players noticed that several classic maps had been removed for seemingly no reason, only to be added back later. Why was Overwatch 2 not launching with a PvE mode? Why was it taking out pre-existing content that had no issues? The only thing that made Overwatch 2 worthy of being called Overwatch 2 was the upcoming PvE mode, which was delayed and is now completely canceled. So what the hell was the point? What was the point in any of this?
We are shifting our plan for Overwatch 2 to enable you to play it sooner. This starts with us decoupling the PvP features of the game from the PvE systems so we can bring you PvP sooner.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Why? Why do you want to get the game into my hands sooner? Can you maybe put a better game in my hands at a later date when it's ready? This is what I don't get. Why was there a rush to release the PvP content? You only added 3 new heroes and all the other changes were so minimal. Hell, back in 2022, Aaron Keller said, "A few years ago, we made the call to focus our team's development efforts almost entirely on Overwatch 2, and as development of the sequel stretched on, it meant that the live game received less focus." He explained this meant that the company was no longer delivering on one of its core values to support the game by updating it and delivering content on a regular basis. So they abandoned Overwatch 1 to work on the sequel, something that they regret doing. I mean, obviously game development is hard and all that, and sometimes there's been a change of plans, but come on, man. What have you guys been working on this entire time? How could you advertise Overwatch 2 and make this mode one of the biggest focal points and then just abandon it? It seems real scummy, but the worst part of it is this shit looked really fun. Everyone had their shit to talk about Overwatch 2 not being a sequel, but everybody was hyped for the PvE. Now, to be fair, they also announced a new roadmap, which is kind of meant to soften the blow. So it looks like there's going to be a ton of new content. So at the very least, PvE is dying so that PvP can continue to thrive. So let's talk about Overwatch 2 and the continued decline of Blizzard, because some of the reasons why they canceled this mode are quite interesting. Obviously, this is a huge blow, and they say they're still working on hero and story missions, which is, you know, it's going to be something. I don't expect it to be all that great, to be honest. You know, they're working on story content, stuff that people have been asking for since the game came out in like 2016. There's a guy named Sir Swag who is a pretty credible source, and he talked to an anonymous Blizzard employee about why the mode was canceled.
In what might be the most unsurprising thing in the entire world, the very first thing he said was that the cancellation was, quote, a 1000% upper management executive issue. In the words of this employee, the decision to scrap the PvE was very much a decision motivated by Blizzard's profit margins.
You don't say. You don't say. You don't say!
And that the success of Diablo on mobile, reportedly making over $2 million a day, shifted the expectations of the higher-ups at the company. To the suits, Overwatch 2's PvE mode wasn't going to keep generating money in the long term, and had become increasingly more irrelevant next to a live service business model.
Did I call this or what?
Live service has become the biggest killer of creativity in the industry by far. Game development seems to have shifted towards being results-driven as opposed to fun-driven.
I called this out in my video on live service games and why it's a graveyard for creativity, why live service business models throttle creativity, because every decision is now made with make more money, make the most amount of money.
We get to really take the gloves off and do crazy things like Junkrat can dual-wield grenade launchers, and we've had Mercy be able to area effect res their whole team at once at super long range through walls. It's been a ton of fun, kind of like mad scientists making all this stuff.
Yeah, well, not anymore, you're not.
If this is to be believed, yes, the reason the mode was canceled, money. Because they saw how much money Diablo Immortal was making, and they were continuing to pour resources and development time into this mode that probably would have kicked some serious ass, but
money. But you need more money.
Where's the money? Yeah, you like that? That feel good?
Even if Overwatch 2 didn't make $2 million a day, don't you think this big-ass PvE mode would draw in a bunch of players, new and old, and if they really enjoyed it, then they would spend more money on the game? No, that's not how modern gaming works. But what do I know? All right, so I'm gonna put my headphones on and we're gonna watch this video.
Tweeting about a roadmap saying it's coming mid-May. It's been on my timeline a lot.
I do have an update. We're gonna run through the roadmap today. We're gonna talk about what's coming in future seasons. We're gonna talk a bit about PvE.
This is the reason why they have the roadmap. It also coupled with this announcement that they're cutting PvE is specifically to soften the blow, in case you were wondering. It's a little PR tactic.
So we had a difficult choice to make. We could continue working on our original vision for Overwatch 2 without a definitive end date in sight, or change our strategy and get something in front of players sooner.
We could continue making the game that we fucking marketed, or we could say screw it and just put out the laziest possible product. A pretty easy choice for old Blizzard.
We chose the latter, and we released Overwatch 2 last October with new heroes, new maps, new modes, and regular seasonal updates.
And also new glitches, a great new feature that removed Bastion and Mei from the game for what, like a fucking month or 3 weeks?
But more than that, we shifted our values for how we want to develop the game.
You sure did shift your values by starting to charge people, what, $20 for skins? Charging them like 4 times what the skin was previously worth in the original game? What was that stat about, like, it would take you 712 years to get the amount of credits necessary to unlock all the cosmetics in the game without paying for them? It was some ridiculous stat like that. Yes, your values did shift. You became more greedy and you became a shittier company.
Yeah, and I really can't say enough about how much we've learned over the past 8 months or so. And more importantly, we've taken that learning and we've put it back into the game. So as early as Season 2, I think you start seeing some updates we've made based on your feedback and based on what we've learned. We've been changing all of our systems. We've been adjusting hero balance way more frequently.
And these are good changes, I'm not gonna lie. They have been making good changes to the PvP. I think it's been getting a lot better and the game is still very much fun. I still enjoy it. I'd enjoy it more if there was a, you know, big PvE mode, but that's just me.
But at the same time, development on the PvE experience really hasn't made the progress that we would have hoped. The team has created a bunch of amazing content. So, you know, there's awesome missions that are really exciting. There's brand new enemies that are super fun to fight, and some truly great and ridiculous hero talents. But unfortunately, the effort required to pull all of that together into a Blizzard quality experience that we can ship to you is huge, and there really is no end in sight.
This is probably the most confusing thing to me out of all of this. There is no end date. The amount of effort it would take to create this mode that we advertised is massive. You're fucking Blizzard. You have like 8,000 people working for your company. What do you mean? You're the company that made World of fucking Warcraft and the Diablo series, both games world renowned for their progression systems and their talent trees and their deep customization. If anybody can do this, it's you. What? What, did you just lose all your talent? Did you just stop caring? We don't have an end date in sight. Well, create one. Reel back those ambitions. You don't need hundreds of missions when the PvE mode comes out. You don't need expansive talent trees for every champion at launch. okay? Just give us something. Would it have been too hard to give us like 20 missions and like half the roster has their talent trees all set up? Yes. That would be too much.
But unfortunately, the effort required to pull all of that together into a Blizzard quality experience that we can ship to you is huge.
I also love the statement Blizzard quality because Diablo Immortal exists. That's a Blizzard quality game, isn't it? Yes. Slot machine simulator. That's a Blizzard quality game. Overwatch 2 at launch was a Blizzard quality game. God damn it.
Do we continue to pour all that effort into PvE, hoping that we can land it at some point in the future? Or
yes.
Do we stick with...
Yes, yes, yes.
With this set of values that we've aligned on and focus on the live game and focus on serving all of you.
Also, focus on the live game. This is the crux here, okay? And it kind of falls in line with what Sir Swag said. A PvE mode it's not part of the live service necessarily. At least that's what I'm gathering.
What that means is that we won't be delivering that dedicated hero mode with talent trees, that long-term power progression. Those things just aren't in our plans anymore.
Fuck, that would have been so awesome, dude. Because there are so few good co-op shooter games. Like, I always go back to Left 4 Dead 2. Back 4 Blood kind of sucked ass. Redfall has sucked ass. Maybe Borderlands, I could play that. But as far as, like, games you play with your buddies and you all, like, rank up and level up and continue to tackle harder challenges, like, that's why I love Vermintide 2. I still need to play Darktide, but I'm just... Oh, god damn, this would have been so awesome for Overwatch, and I would have played the shit out of this with my buddies, man. And instead, if I want to play Overwatch 2 with my buddies, I have to convince them to play the same mode in the same game that came out in, like, 2016. You know what I mean?
And we know that this is going to be disappointing to many of you.
You don't say!
Which is why we wanted to bring it up before we talked about the roadmap. And
this is why we brought it up before the roadmap, so we can... we have something to soften the blow.
To be perfectly honest, it's been really difficult for many of us and a lot of folks on the team who've poured their heart and soul into that stuff.
I also feel bad for the teams that essentially are having their work erased because of corporate greed and this continuous desire to always monetize the shit out of everything and focus on only that and not so much the quality of a video game or how expansive and innovative it can be. And like I said, man, live service games is where creativity goes to die.
We're planning to make co-op gameplay and co-op experiences just part of our live roadmap. So we want you to be able to experience it more often.
Just part of it. Well, this is what Overwatch has been doing the whole time. These little limited time events that people would only play for like an hour or two at most on some random weekend. It's, you know, it was fun, but this... We wanted a much more dedicated mode. This comes across as, yeah, we're just going to keep doing those same limited time events. Hardly exciting for me.
Let's bring up that roadmap that Jared was talking about, because Jared, there is a ton coming to Overwatch 2 soon.
And again, like I said, the roadmap looks pretty expansive. And I imagine most, if not all, of this content is going to be great, except maybe the Roadhog rework. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But, you know, it's the PvE mode would have done so much good for this game and for its community. And it is such a shame. You also notice how they don't apologize to the fans. It's like, oh yeah, we're cutting this feature. It kind of sucks. We couldn't fit our vision. Anyways, look at all this other new content that we're working on. Forget about the PvE stuff you were looking forward to.
And it's even going to come with, like, new story features for the game, like a lore database that players can unlock over time.
I'm gonna make a real quick prediction about the story missions. I hope I'm wrong. I imagine for each season that they launch new story missions, they're gonna have one cinematic, kind of like how Call of Duty does it. You're gonna have one cinematic, and then the missions are gonna basically play out with someone talking over a radio the whole time, telling you what to do and saying that what you're doing is great or whatever. It's gonna be very, very fucking basic. That's my prediction. Come back to this video when season 6 launches and let me know if I was right.
That's what this roadmap is about. It's about showing you all of the work that we're putting into this game.
No, it isn't. No, it isn't. No, I don't think it is, Mr. Keller. Call me a tinfoil hat conspiracy theorist, but I think this is just your guys' way of softening the blow for something you decided to cut because of money. Because you want to make more money, and that's it. You want to put in the least amount of effort for the biggest return on investment, and what you're showing us here is to satiate players and fans that are upset. That's just my theory. At the end of the day, I'm just a big fucking nerd, like all of you. And the reason I get so upset is because I care, is because I loved Blizzard and I still love Overwatch. And, you know, it just, it doesn't seem Like, this is the best decision. Seems like corporate greed once again in the world of modern gaming. Let's see what Twitter has to say. They've probably been working on the two looking as good as possible on the logo. Porn community keeping Overwatch alive after all these years. Oh, my back. They've been working on Overwatch Immortal. Don't you guys have phones? It seems so clear to me now. This clip truly aged like fine wine. Blizzard competing with Halo Infinite in disappointment. Let's see this.
What is it? That stench. I've smelled it before.
Oh my god, dude. I was fucking on fire. I called that, man. That's insane. All right, so now let's take a look at the GameSpot article and see if there's anything worth discussing. This is what's kind of crazy, though. He was talking about back in 2019. It's been maybe 2.5 years since the last hero that we launched. And we don't want to be back at the point where it's another 3.5 years since launching a PvP map. It just seems like you could have done all of the work that you did on the base game of Overwatch, and that game would be in a much better state than Overwatch 2 is. Maybe that's just my theory. I don't know. We keep hearing them talk about how the scope of the hero missions was really, really large. And what I don't understand is, like, why don't you just reel that back, right? 40 to 50 talents per hero for over 35 plus heroes. You're looking at thousands of talents to make everything just to get the game out the door. I would be fine if you didn't have all of that completed when you launched the PvE mode. I think most people would, right? Why couldn't this mode also be part of the live service? You know what I mean? Oh yeah. I mean, this is a long interview. You could probably read it if you want to yourself, but I feel like at this point I'm kind of just reiterating everything I've already said before. So in conclusion, the cancellation of this long-awaited, highly anticipated PvE mode is awful. Blizzard shows no signs of stopping their continued decline as a company, and it's just one thing after another. You know, obviously this isn't worse as some of the other stunts they've pulled, but I should not have enough material to keep making these Blizzard bad videos. Why do I have so much material? Stop giving me material. Not only is Blizzard focusing on games that people don't want, they're cutting features out that players desperately want. You know, and Overwatch is still a fun video game, and I like many of the changes, but god damn, man, this is not a sequel. It's not a sequel. That 2 means nothing. God damn it, Blizzard, please do better. Thank you all for watching. Hope you enjoyed the video. Leave a like if you did and subscribe to The Act Man for more awesome content. Let me know your thoughts and opinions on Overwatch 2 and the canceled PvE mode. All right, everyone, that's all I got for today. This is The Act Man signing out. Peace.